Shalom, Boker Tov. Today is August 7th, 2009, which is 17 of Av, and we have gone through 5,769 years of learning. Of learning. Of learning. To become Ben Adam. To become Ben Adam. And we have Bezrat Hashem. We're going to have a beautiful journey. Let's go to page Samech Aleph. Histalkut Pinimit. Last week we started some extremely important concepts that, if understood, trust me, you can apply in every aspect of your life and your studies and your life. Your life. It's very simple, your life. And that's the aspect of understanding what the Kli is. What we mean by Kli, the numerical value 60, has two words, Chaf Yud means Knesset Israel, Lamed is a tzaddik, as Zohar says, Ole, top of the Migdal, goes all the way up and is able to bring it all the way down, not below the line. Right to the line. You look at every aspect of this Kli, you will see it's Kol. There's a concept called Kol. Plus Yud Sefirot. Kol. Whatever it is, because why? We already studied that it is started with all Eser Sefirot. There were Eser Sefirot in the Olam called Olam Atzilut, Olam Machshava. There was a Machshava called Olam Atzilut. That Machshava initiated creation called Bria. That Bria initiated formation, things to get formed. Then there was an Olam created, initiated by Yetzirah, in order to do what it was formed to do. Remember, to do what it was formed to do. Every one of us, we are formed to do something. Not only good for ourselves, but good for everything. Now, I'm going to give you a key to understand that is how beautifully we're dealing with the world of Emet. Initially, God created Adam. Adam was inclusive of all the neshamot. All the neshamot. This Adam was to become Israel. Created the Adam to make this Adam Israel. Because Israel was his Roshli. He was in his head the idea of Israel. Now this Adam made the sin. And then 70 nations came about. So in reality, we learn since the Neshama of Israel is from Zon, Zachar v'nukva of Olam Atzilut, Olam Machshavot. Everything else comes in Olam Briya, Yetzirah, Asiya, is Tachad, under. So the Shoresh of all the Neshamot in the world is who? Israel. Israel. Now, the Birur, the cleansing that Israel has to do, in order now 70 nations to become perfect. If they become perfect, Israel has done his job. Israel has cleaned his whatever he was supposed to clean up. If 70 nations comes against Israel, they come against the root, because the root has a problem. If you see a tree sick, the tree is sick because of its roots. You have to treat the root. It's not only outside. The root gets bad too. So the problem is really, is Neshamot of Israel responsible for everything? Everything. Everything comes from Neshamot of Israel. Neshamot of Israel are the root. They are from Olam HaMachshava and not from Bria. The rest of the 70 nations came when? Came after Adam made the sin. That means from Bria down, from Yetzirah down. The concept of Klipa starts different. Because there was a... It's like a, you dig out Brilliant, you dig out Margaliot, you dig out from what depths of earth. You have to dig in to take it out. We have, as Bnei Israel, to dig in to find the truth and get rid of what is not the truth. And God, the Torah, has given us the way. Now, that kli of Lekabel has to be produced in the right way, in order to receive what? The light necessary. Only Ratzon Lekabel gotta be there. If there is no Ratzon Lekabel, there is no, the light is not attracted. So this has to be made. But when you have it, the whole system is teaching us for past 5,769 years to how to make it, how to maintain it, in order for sake of Lasod Nachat Ruach Lo Yotro, to bring, to complete the Kli. We said the complete Kli is, how many phases it has? Four phases. We said that in order to be complete, is you receive derech kav, you receive, you become the medium, the middle point that you receive, and it's only complete if you continue another kav. If you don't continue the another kav, you haven't completed the kli. It's not a correct kli. If you only receive, you are the point. You are the Nekudaim Tsei. You are the middle. You are the Chomer. He said there is three things in a Kli. Number one, Chomer, Atzmut Shel HaKli. And we said Atzmut of the Kli is Ratzon Lekabel. That's the Chomer of the Kli. Kli has two other aspects on it too. One is Masach, and one is Tzimtzum. What's the difference between Masach and Tzimtzum? Masach is that rule that was given from above to below. If your father gave the first sperm from above to below, that sperm contained all the information that came from above to below. Okay? That's by itself. That we call Masach. There is another aspect, Tzimtzum. When this new entity, that it's Atzmut, was given from above to below, makes a decision, makes a tzimtzum, makes repels, dechias the ratzon lekabel. There's a place that I have a choice, that I have a desire to receive, and I repel my desire to receive. I don't take it. I have a desire to receive. I decide not to take it. By choice. That's called tzimtzum. But masach is that rule that from above is implemented on me. Example, nature has a rule on me. I cannot defy the rule, no matter how strong I am. The whole Pharaoh business tried to control the nature. And was, has a achizah, it says, Ari HaKadosh, achizah yud mem of Elohim. Pharaoh had achizah on the yam. That's why he buried him in the yam. But let's not go there. Those are the pointers from the Torah for us to remember. Now this Ratzon Lekabel, the Kli that we are talking, must have these three aspects. The Chomer, the Masach, and the Tzimtzum. Yes. The Masach came first in us. That means every time I ask for desire to receive and I fulfill it, I have broken the Tzimtzum Aleph, the Masach of Bechina Dalet. Bechina Dalet is not supposed to receive ever. Now, since I am the vessel, I am the Ratzon Lekaber, but I have to receive. I need a cab to be connected to me. I got to get a line to be connected to me. Now I am connected. Now I'm received. I am not complete until I make another line. I have to make another line. Now, look at your body. You receive. We said you received. The thought, it comes. That, we said, it's from above to below. You take it in your head, take the thought, you think about it, you throw it back and forth, up and down, you put all your knowledge into it. Okay, now you want to say something about your thought. You do minauba, you take it down. Here is your middle point, we said. Your brain, your moach is the top. Heart is the bottom. The middle is the heart. What first you do? You take from above. You chew it once in your head. Then you take it to your heart to see if your heart can do it. Then you bring it. Here it is. This is the Ratzon Lekabel. Here. Talking. That's the point. That's the Nekudah Emtzai. That's the Malchut. But this Malchut, I cannot talk until I go down, bring Hevel outside. In order to bring Hevel, I have to go to my Hevel. Hevel is Lamed Bet in it. Hey, it tells you. You want to bring the Hevel? You got to go to your heart to produce from below to above. Now, where are you in this point? You are in the head? You are in the heart? Or you are in between? The between is the Masach. But this Masach, we're going to learn there is a way to go through it. There is a highway. It's a big, huge highway. If you cleanse, if the highway gets crowded, the communication becomes frozen, like when the computer goes froze. That's it. It froze. That's no good. That's when the things go haywire. Now, what we're going to learn is to understand how to the kli was made and how I can refurbish the kli. Yes. Correct.
Moshe is, if you look at the Parsufim or the level of Sefirot, is falls.
No, Moshe, right above. Moshe, that's the whole point. He's part of the Banim, and he is able to connect all the way to aspect of that, highest level.
Because he reached the level of Abraham Avinu.
No, he went far above. Abraham Avinu, Abraham Yisrael Yaakov is the Shin. He went Memhei. He went all the way Adam. He went all the way back to Adam Kadmo.
The reason why I'm saying is because of the way we put the names to the Sephiroth. You have Abraham Yisrael Yaakov, and then you have Moshe Aaron going all the way down to King David.
You see what you have done right now? How limited you did yourself? What did you draw for me? What did you tell me right now? A piece of paper? A picture? It is just simply this. 10 Sephiroth.
It
says, until you don't go down, you cannot go up. That we know. He went all the way up, brought it down, and what it was returned, Shevirat Keili. Because what he brought down, they couldn't handle.
Why don't we put Moshe's name up there?
Now, Moshe took them 40 years, taught them, they made the highest aliyah again, they got the second luchot. They are Markaba.
But he has a point, too.
No, of course he has a point.
The fact that it falls down at the bottom of the...
But there is a point in you know, in the fact that Abraham has his own role, and Moshe has...
Come, let me help you.
This was spiritually above the other, but it doesn't make the difference that he was the first. Like, Abraham was the father of everybody. The fact that Moshe reached high level,
Please, when you look at the Sefirot, Moshe comes from Da'at. The root of Neshama of Moshe is from Yesod of Abba. That means he's coming from Yesod of Chokhmah. Avot coming from Bina, not from Chokhmah. Totally from different domain. When he says Moshe comes out of Egypt and Yetziat Misraim is 50 times said in the Torah, therefore every time you discuss Yetziat Misraim, you want to go to Nun Sharei Bina, you go to Yetziat Misraim, and Yetziat Misraim will give you the rules and the laws of all the domain of Nun Sharei Bina. You go to Yetziat Misraim and you see who? Moshe. Moshe is the one is teaching you how to get Yetziat Misraim, how to receive the Torah, and how to come to the land of Eretz Chavat Davash Vezahav. He's the only one able to teach you to get to that level. You look at name of Moshe. Moshe comes from Torah. Moshe is one of the 72 names. When you have Shin, Shin is Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Emar Kaba, that when Moshe came out of Egypt took the atzamot shel Yosef. What is atzamot shel Yosef? He says, don't say atzamot. It's atzmut shel Yosef. What is Yosef? Yosef is a tzaddik. Includes in him what? Six ketzavot. Chesed, gevurah, tiferet, nesach, hod, yesod. Just a moment. Now this yesod is the totality of this realm of a bria. Yosef gets aliyah, goes to malchut, to again goes up to yesod of chokhmah where Moshe is. That's why Moshe could not have come out of Egypt without Yosef. Bravo. Very well said. Okay, now you said it correctly.
His children, his sons, are totally dismissed in the Torah.
Who?
Moshe's sons.
It was not aspect of relevance, just the Torah wanted to make a very simple, small point that don't think if your father is a tzaddik, you are tzaddik too.
I understand, but in essence, the Bnei Israel were his children. Is that right?
Okay, you want to explain that Moshe's duty was totally to devote himself
to Bnei Israel,
to the cause of Hashem, to the word of Hashem, because he knew that the love of Hashem to Bnei Israel is tremendous. He was aware of it. He was aware of the love that Hashem had for Bnei Israel. They are not dismissed. They are just bring you another learning.
And Aaron's sons died as well.
Yes. It again gives you a lesson that what you are not instructed to do, don't do. Everything has a time and place for every truth. You cannot take the truth out of its context and give your time and space. Yes. There is no other person that talked that Mashiach bound to be Moshe, because Moshe is inclusive of all. It's the Moshe that finished the job.
So they
all become one. Beyom, what concept you are talking right now is Beyom Ahu Yeh Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad. Still you don't understand it. Not the more you go down. Only when you have the chomer of Ratzon Lekabel, then you can do something. Until you don't have the kli, you cannot do anything.
Mashiach
will reveal that chomer in its completeness. Moshe brought it only to the gvul of Eretz Israel. That completion is aspect of Mashiach. Absolutely, it's going to reveal the Malchut. It's going to reveal the Malchut of Bichna Dalet that is forbidden to the end to be revealed. It doesn't get revealed. It doesn't get revealed by nobody.
So that's why I said the light of Mashiach should be a higher level light of Or Chozer than
absolutely. Yes, of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. In reality, we already once entered into the land of Zavat Chalav Vadavash. We entered. We conquered it. It came to fruition. It came to the Beit HaMikdash first. Done. It's already once was established. So it's not something that's far-fetched. It's something that already has happened twice. Let's go here. Here be page Samech Aleph. I am on the first column, second paragraph, Kaf Vav. Bet Havchanot Bekol Bechina. there are two aspects in every madrigal you are, in every level that you are. Mashehi, Mashayesh, that means there are two aspects in every phase. Every phase, out of four phases, there is two aspects in each phase. You cannot say there is only one aspect. There is two aspects in every of the four phases. He says, what are? בכל בחינה ובחינה מדלת הבחינות האלו. האלף היא שיעור החומר שהגיע לו מהסיבה שלו. If you look at those four phases, any phase you look, there is something that it came מהסיבה שלו. It's his identity. עצמות, his identity. It's his. והסקנד אספקט, of the same entity, habet hi shiur ha-chomer shebemahuto atzmo ha-mitba'el mi-ha-or ha-mitlabesh bo. Ha-or ha-mitlabesh bo. That means there is a light that comes and resides within this entity. Within me. There is an aspect of me individual, the character. But there is an aspect of the neshama, which tahorai, that comes from me al, me the creator, that mitlabesh, that closes within this character, within this atzmut. There is this chomer. I have a chomer. I have a raton lekabel. No matter what I am, who I am, I have a raton lekabel, beize mida. There are two things in me. One is my atzmut, my chomer, which is a clear Kabbalah. One is the light of mimial that mitlabesh, that means goes inside and makes that character, that me, that atzmut as a libush. Are you with me? Now you follow what we are?
Yeah.
Okay? Now he says, ונודה, and you should know, שבחינת הרצון שנמצא במדרגה, so whichever level you are, which level you are, שהרצון נמצא במדרגה, no, whichever you have a, you go up, become spiritual, your material request becomes less, it goes, you go up and down, you go up and down. These two things changes in you. There are two things. And he says, all the time there is the ratzon, the chomer of you, atzmuto, is a ratzon lekabel. This is my atzmut. This, no matter which level you are, nikra b'shem hamalchut shel ha-matrega. Okay? You go through madrigot, levels, and the malchut changes. And this malchut is what? What is this malchut? Is your ratzon lekabel.
It's so many more, so much more.
It's a ratzon lekabel. There is nothing you do in this world if it's not a ratzon lekabel. You won't move. You don't blink. It's a ratzon level of ratzon lekabel for everything. So here it says, שנקרא בשם המלכות, שנקרא מדרגה, ואפילו במקום שאין היכר כלי נבחן שם, דהיינו באינסוף ברכו, אנו מכונים גם כן את הרצון הנמצא שם. He says, listen, this רצון is everywhere, including in אינסוף, there is a רצון, but different level. Different level. Is there any ratzon lekabel in Ein Sof revealed?
No.
No. Non-existence. Exists? Yeah, there is. Any revelation? None. Where the ratzon lekabel is most revealed? Here. Olam ha-zeh. Olam ha-zeh. Hey, Zayin. Hey, 17. That's when he says, ve-yi-or, ve-yi-or, ve-ra-yita, or ki-tov. That's the tov. Exist? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it controlling the whole thing? Yes. Yeah. He says, so therefore, anywhere you find a malchut, here it is. That's the shorish of it. That's the shorish of it. Now, the point is, the light inside mitlabesh on this chomer. Now there are two things here. There is one masach that this light brings. Masach, if it is a light, has a masach. We said kav has a, and I receive only light through kav. So that light that mitlabesh bechomriut belratzon lekabel of atzmi mi atzmut my atzmute, that light has its own masach. What masach I have to put? The one that I have to make a choice, the tzimtzum. This is most important to understand. The light that comes with me has its own masach. And that masach is not masach of mavdil. That's the masach that allows me to receive light. But I have a masach of atzmut, of ratzon lekebel, habehemit. That has other priority. That one probably doesn't have no masach.
Yeah, but this one overcomes this one.
I have to put what on this? On the behema. Doesn't have a masach ruchanit. Has masach ma? Behemi.
Egoistic masach.
And what I have to do, that's why koach tzimtzum is in the hand of who can? The animal has to learn to say no, to make or chozer. The animal, the masach of the kedusha, the spark, it doesn't make or chozer.
The animalistic masach.
The tzimtzum makes or chozer. That masach is going to burn out, I'm going to die. If I keep on burning it by taking ratzon lekabel, pull, I am using this goodness for my own body benefit. I burn out this masach and says enough, disconnect. Yes.
So there are two aspects of the individual. The aspect that he gets from his mother and father, and the aspect that he gets from
How do you get from Hashem?
From mother and father.
Huh?
From mother and father.
How beautifully you say. You don't know how. And where did they get from the Hashem? The one that is from Hashem. Came from Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. That's why Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, Sarah, Leah, Rachel, Imaot. Come from all the way there. This spark that God called, I want to say, Neshama Israel, it came, boom, boom, boom. You are what they are. It's a spark, mitlabesh, a different atzmut. Right. The masach, who gives the masach? No, there is not only masach. There is one masach and tzimtzum. What is masach, definition of masach? Is that one that has given from above to below. Who is above? Eventually and so off. Went through, Noach, all, Adam Kadmon, all, Avram, Sar, Yaakov, Ben Israel. Here, it is in you.
But what I don't understand is, let's say, if somebody has a mother and father that from high level, spiritually,